Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, daughter announcer. Appreciate that very much. We tried to talk last night via Skype, and my Skype was all messed up. I got a note from them on how to reset everything, so we'll try again tonight. This hour is brought to you by the membership area, membership part of our website, the organic, Organic Gardening Club of America. I'll think of the name of it in a minute. Which you can join on our website, dirtdoctor.com, which is all free, of course. The newsletter is free, too. As I said, I was kind of rushed at the end of the last hour. You can get the newsletter by sending us information about your connection and say you want it, and you'll get it free every week. Just send it to info@dirtdoctor.com or fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. The Organic Club of America is the membership area, and it's got more benefits, and you can get a copy of my book, The Organic Manual. And we might do something with the new book. I mentioned earlier in the show, I do have a new book out, just came out. Just got a box of them while I was out of town this past weekend. This past week, it's the Organic Lawn Care book about growing grass, lawns of all kinds, a cool season stuff for people in the north and for the southern grasses as well. So it's available through University of Texas Press. Those of you who want to get it in your stores, and you can order it direct from UT Press or from other mail order websites and that sort of thing. It's called Organic Lawn Care by Howard Garrett. We had a call in the last hour. If you missed it, it was about an article that has been written in the Wall Street Journal debunking the value of organics is basically what it was about, I guess, that it's not sustainable. I did an interesting thing. I pulled up University of Maryland articles on a web search about organics, and the first two that I came up with and printed out are very positive about organics. It's interesting. The first one comes from the Maryland Rural Enterprise Development Center, and it basically is just kind of a real fair report on what growing organic, doing organic agriculture production is all about, and it's pretty good. And then the second one I came up with was from the University of Maryland, also Organic Food and Benefits. And the conclusion, the last paragraph in this report, says the following: the growing prosperity of organic food of the organic food industry indicates a greater health concern from the public, because organic food contains nutrients that are more nutrients that are essential for good health. The lower pesticide residue is another advantage of organic foods, because pesticide exposure can be the cause of various health problems. Since people value environmental protection more than ever, the positive environmental impacts of organic farming, such as biodiversity, better soil quality, and less CO2 emission, are also advantages of organic foods. That's about as positive as you can get, and I'm delighted to see that. So I'm really looking forward to reading this Wall Street Journal article, which must be 180 degrees different than what somebody else at the University of Maryland is saying. We'll try to find all that and put it on Facebook. And by the way, we have a lot of information on Facebook. We're right now, it's easier to do some edits, put photographs on, and do things on Facebook than it is even on the website. So huge amount of depth and of information about this natural organic approach on our website, covering all subjects. And then on Facebook, some of the most current things happening there. So go to facebook.com/thedirtdoctor and check in. We'd love for you to like us there and be part of the action on Facebook. So give it a shot. The telephone number 866-444-3478. Jerry in Coppell first up this hour. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Well, hello. it's either going to be woodpeckers or sapsuckers. And I was out in my backyard the other day, and I found one real big tree I have. Only had about 30 holes, which caused me to go around the front, look at the other houses, and I found, I'm sorry, the other trees, and I found over 150 holes.
And both are live oaks, or what kind of trees are they?
No, one is, and the other one is some type of an oak, but I don't know what kind.
Okay.
And I've tried to get somebody to come out here and take a look at this, but I've been on your website, and I heard you, I'm sorry, I saw in there where it says make a 6-tree treatment, use the hydrogen peroxide, but if you're going to spray it with hydrogen peroxide, what strength do you make it, and do you rinse it off after you've done it?
Well, let's kind of go back and start from the beginning, Jerry. First of all, woodpeckers and sapsuckers are the same thing, basically. A sapsucker is a woodpecker.
Okay.
What they are doing, and there's university research backing all of this up, what I'm about to tell you. There's a little book written about it that we cite in the article that you're talking about on dirtdoctor.com. What university researchers discovered, and we had been watching it for a long time and were assuming the same thing, and then lo and behold, I ran across this little book. But when a woodpecker is pecking holes in rows and lines, not making a big hole to create, a nest, but the small holes, what they're doing is they're after sap that is loaded with sugar. What a tree does when it is in stress from whatever the cause of the stress is, it will try to help itself by making concentrations of complex carbohydrates, of sugars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the bird can detect that. And also squirrels can detect that. Other critters that eat the bark of plants and do a lot of damage to plants, in most cases, if not in all cases, there's concentrations of sugars that are related to stress that brought that animal to that plant to eat in that area. I've had it happen, for example, on Japanese maples in my yard in containers, and it dawned on me that I had let the plant get root bound and I didn't have the flare exposed enough in the container, which I fixed, and I've never had the animals, rats and squirrels and various rodents will do it. I've never had it happen again. So the first thing you need to do is scratch your head, look at your two trees, and say, okay, why is this tree in stress? Chances are that it's too deep in the ground. If that's not it, which it probably is, there's something else. You've been fertilizing too much. You've been fertilizing with weed and feed fertilizers. You've been watering too much. It's too dry. You see what I mean? There's something bigger that's amiss, causing the plant to be in stress, and then here comes the animal in to take advantage of the situation. So the first thing you do is if the flare is not dramatically exposed, you uncover it because it's part of the trunk, not part of the root system, and then you do the rest of the sick tree treatment like you've seen on my website, and that's to aerate the root zone, which in residential property is usually the whole yard. And then while the holes are open, you put out all the amendments that we recommend for bed preparation, compost, rock powders, sugars, and then we spray with the Garrett juice and try to, foliar feed and drench it into the soil. The hydrogen peroxide in this case was recommended originally to splash on the wounds caused by the bird or other animal to help prevent bacteria from setting up. That was back before I figured out how to come up with this oak wilt and rose rosette treatment program where we actually mix the hydrogen peroxide in with the Garrett juice to spray to kill the diseases. What I was trying to tell people on sapsuckers is splash it on those wounds so those wounds don't lead to some kind of bacteria. You can also fill the holes with what's called the tree trunk goop.
Right. I've got that information on this, and I wanted to ask you if you're aware of anybody who sells this where it's pre-made.
There is one pre-made under the Rabbit Hill brand, and I mentioned to the people the first hour, we're about to start working with the Maestro Grow people. There's new owners of that company, and we're going to make a better formulation of it. The one that's out there now has some rock materials in it that are kind of big, and it's not smooth, and it won't slather into the holes quite as easily as I would like it to. It'll work okay. So you can buy that one and use it, or you can use the formula that's on the website and make your own.
Are you aware of anybody local that has this product?
Just call around to the independent garden centers. The ones that sell organic products will either have it in stock, or they can get it for you.
Okay, and you can literally splash the hydrogen peroxide on.
Yeah, let me put you on hold if you had something else. Howard Garrett, I'll be back right after this.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. But did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body. And elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I think that last caller got everything that they needed, but I kind of rushed it at the end there. He was asking, can the hydrogen peroxide just be splashed on the wounds, specifically about sapsuckers is what we were talking about. But, yeah, anytime you have a physical wound, a car runs into a tree or sapsuckers or a lightning strike or a lawnmower or anything, splashing just right out of the 3% hydrogen peroxide bottle from the grocery store right on the wound does the same thing that it does when you put it on a cut on your hand or your leg or whatever. You know, it bubbles up, and that's the oxidizing going on and killing of the bacteria, and it just would help from, you know, any pathogens getting started. The tree trunk goop is the formula that we were talking about that's under guides on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com, one of the many formulas that you'll find there. It's a mixture of compost, soft rock phosphate, and diatomaceous earth that you add water to, and you slather it on it. It fills up the holes like, you know, kind of like a putty action, and stays there until rain washes it away or whatever. And it's a good thing to do, too. It's not essential to do it, but it will help wounds in woody plant tissue heal faster and feeds the plant through that tissue, through the area where you put it, and definitely helps prevent pathogens and heal things quicker. So it's a good thing to do. And there will be, in the not-too-distant future, some even better commercial versions of some of those things available for you, so you don't have to necessarily whip up your own formula. On the tree trunk goop, the soft rock phosphate is the ingredient that will be hardest to find in some parts of the country. You can use any kind of rock phosphate you can find, but you can also substitute fireplace ashes for that ingredient if you can't find the phosphate. Elaine in Springtown next up. Hello, Elaine.
Hi, good morning. This past winter did a thing on my oleanders, which I've got around the garage. On the west side, it didn't touch it. But on the north side, my gosh, I've got so much dead wood, and I'm wondering, am I going to have to replace these, or are they going to come back?
If they're not green and growing by now, Elaine, they're pretty much goners. Do you have any green foliage at all?
Well, every once in a while there is some green. And so I thought, okay, maybe I just need to cut back the dead-looking stuff and see if something comes back from that, but I don't know. Do you think I'm wasting my time?
I do, Elaine, a little bit. If I had the plants, I'd cut them down and replace them with something else. When you have a plant that's marginally hardy like oleander here in our area is, it's better to plant something that's just tough as nails and you're not going to have the issue. Something like abelia or one of the hollies or something that you know is going to be hardy. There are some big Indian hawthorns. There's a lot of choices of plants that are much less problematic. And when they're damaged that badly, when it's mostly dead wood and a little bit of foliage trying to feather out this late in the spring, that's a bad sign. They're never going to be very healthy again.
Okay. On the west side, they're beautiful. They're tall, thick, and just like they were before the storm.
Well, good. Keep those and enjoy those. Those like that micro environment there, and plant something a little tougher on the side where they were damaged.
Okay. Then a second question. I had a beautiful rose foliage, a showing of roses on my rose arbor. Now, they're died back, of course. Now the roses have quit. But do I cut these back or do I just keep on letting them grow?
These are climbing roses,
yes,
I assume?
On the rose arbor, yeah.
Yes, the perfect time if you need some pruning done is right after the flowers have faded, and that way you're not hurting the next season's crop.
Okay, otherwise let them keep on growing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, okay. How about bush roses?
And you can pick prune them anytime you want to, anytime at all. Don't worry about that. But for heavy pruning, right after they've quit flowering,
you're
that's the time to do it.
Okay, and then how about bush roses? The same with that, or...?
Same with that, although the roses that I grow primarily are on their own roots. They're tough, old roses, and they can literally be pruned anytime you want to. If you prune right after, if it's a spring blooming one, right after the flush of bloom is a good time to do that as well. The common time to do major rose pruning is February before, the spring growth starts.
Right. Now, with the bush roses, is there... just like you do with the regular roses, you cut back a third or two-thirds. Is there anything particular as far as, or is it just more or less to cut back the spent roses?
More or less to shape them, whatever you need
okay.
to do. I have big bush roses that I just let get big, and I cut them back only if they start growing out in the way,
in the
way of the walkway. So it's totally up to you. There's no hard and fast rule of thumb.
Okay.
Roses are a lot tougher than most people think, so just prune them however you need to prune them, really.
Okay, well, that's what I've done in the past, and I thought, am I doing, should I?
No, you're doing just right.
Okay.
Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
I have a big old Duchère. It's the white one. It has real pretty red new foliage, and it's getting so big. I'm probably going to cut it back pretty significantly right now, so it'll just come around and probably have another burst of growth. But it's all just kind of subjective, really. You can prune them wherever you want to. Enjoy the flowers when they're there. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrot Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we've got a quick guest visit here with Sherry Herrera DeFry. Hey, old Sherry, how you doing today?
That name has always got me too, Howard. I'm doing great today. You know, I grew up in Latin America, and I thought it would be a neat thing to do it like the Latins did. And so when you get married, you add on your husband's name. But boy, that's way too long, you know.
Well, I usually get it just right, but not today.
You did great.
What's up?
Not much. We're just, we're finally experiencing some warm weather through most of the country, and seeing a lot of people complaining, particularly in your area with the grasshoppers still. Although across the country, everybody's complaining about flies, and that's why our biological fly control is a great product to use.
For our homeowners and commercial people as well, y'all can help people out in that area.
We're talking about little tiny fly parasites that if you just have a few dogs in the backyard, our smallest quantity is around $10, and you can release them about every month. And what they do is they parasitize the pupal stage of the fly. And a lot of people that have horses, dogs in the backyard, kennels, of course, for the larger, more commercial people, dairies, feedlots, poultry, swine facilities, they use them. And even racetracks, they were using yesterday at the Preakness.
Wasn't that horse beautiful? Won two races now, two of the Triple Crown. Gorgeous horse.
Oh, my gosh, that was so fun to watch.
Yeah, that was terrific.
And I love the story.
Well, it's pest problems are kind of revving up, and people can get help no matter what the pests are from Arbico. It's arbico-organics.com, And the telephone number is 1-800-SOS-BUGS, real easy one to remember.
That's right. And we have our summer catalog just came out. So those of you who are listening, you can go online and order your free copy. There's a $10 off coupon on the back of that catalog for people to use. So, yes.
They can just go to your website and do that?
That's right. They can go to the website, order a free catalog, and we'll send it off to you. You get it in a few days, plus your $10 off coupon. And we've got all kinds of things to take care of bugs.
Okay, great. And again, that's arbico-organics.com. Sherry, thank you as always.
All right, Howard. It's always a pleasure to speak to you, too. Take care.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we got to catch up here. Got people holding a long time. Clayton first up in Farmersville, Texas. What's up, Clayton?
Hello again, Howard.
How are you?
I'm good. We have some compost tea. It's manure and hay, and we made it in a big barrel.
Uh-huh.
But we started using it for like fire ants and foliar feed for our young fruit trees.
Uh-huh, good.
But it's been sitting since it's so big. We can't strain it. So it's been sitting for like a month or so. So is it just it's getting stronger and stronger? Is it still safe to use?
Oh yeah, just get some kind of a paint strainer or some kind of a dip net sort of a thing like you'd use to skim the leaves off of a swimming pool or something like that, and skim the clumpy stuff off the top. That's where it's going to be. And just throw that in the compost pile. There's nothing wrong with it at all. The only problem that you'd have, Clayton, is it going through the sprayer when it's all clumpy like that. But it doesn't turn it into something negative or dangerous to use in any way.
Okay. My second question was, like, have you heard of chicken fodder?
Chicken fodder?
Yeah.
I've certainly heard of it. What's your point?
Well, it's like you buy barley and wheat seeds
uh-huh.
and put them in, soak them in water, and it'll grow and make some grass. Stuff and you can feed it to your chickens.
Oh yeah, you're developing biological activity there that's good for their gut and all that kind of thing. Sure,
it's pretty cost effective.
Now you had called me once before about helping you convince your dad to go organic. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's right.
How are we doing on that issue?
Well, I'm still kind of struggling about our 33 acres because a lot of your stuff is really. I don't know how to do it on this land. Like, how do we buy a bunch of bags of molasses or something?
Well, I think we talked about this before, but once again, what I'd recommend that you do when you're dealing with acreage and you have a budget situation, you step back and say, okay, what's the first thing I can do that I can afford to do? And then you do it just in pieces. You don't have to do it all at one time. For example, you go to the feed store and get dry molasses or get some kind of an organic fertilizer, whatever is the most economical to get. And instead of putting it out at the full rate that we'd really like to be able to use, like we use in landscaping, 800 pounds per acre, put it out at 100 pounds per acre or 200 pounds per acre. And then later on, as the budget allows you to do it, you add additional amounts. Every time you do something like that that will stimulate the biological activity, you're going to move it in the right direction. And on 35 acres, I'd start flagging down some of the tree trimming trucks that are in the neighborhood and get them to come and dump the tree trimmings there on your property for you. And you can leave them in piles, let it compost, and put it out after it's composted, or you can go ahead and put it out as a mulch on the land as raw material. And you ought to be able to get that for free, you see? And then making your own Garrett juice like you're doing, that's economical. Spray it at 35 gallons per acre, whenever you have time and can do it. And the cost effectiveness can be in there, and you'll be surprised at how quickly the biological activity will kick up and your production will increase.
Okay.
All righty.
All right, I have one more statement, kind of.
Okay.
I was going to announce there's going to be a march against Monsanto this Saturday. Have you heard of that?
They have happened before. I didn't know about this one specifically coming up. Where is it?
Okay, well, it's like everywhere.
Everywhere, okay.
So the Dallas one is going to be at City Hall at 1 p.m. You can find where it is near you at occupy-monsanto.com/tag/march. So.
Okay, and the date for this is this coming weekend?
Yeah, it's this Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
May 24th.
Monsanto doing things that we would rather them not do. I don't know if we're going to be able to change it, but these little get-togethers like this might help some. Clayton, I appreciate your help.
All right.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye.
Yeah, Monsanto and the genetically modified thing. If you don't think that's a big deal, you ought to read more about it and do some research. We've got plenty on our website about the genetic modification. There's just more and more evidence piling up about the damage that the genetically modified crops are doing to the health of the soil, biological activity of the soil, that passing right into the biological activity in the gut of livestock and then pets and then people. There is real strong evidence right now tying Roundup, glyphosate, Roundup, you know, herbicide that everybody has thought for a long time is totally perfectly safe, but that it is directly related to autism in children. So not making it up. There's all kind of documentation about it. A lot of it's on our website already in the research area of dirtdoctor.com, and there's much more by just doing a search. One of the organic proponents that I met not too long ago from England has really been traveling around the world promoting a movie that he helped put together, and this autism relationship with the herbicide Roundup. Roberto in Plano next up. Hello, Roberto.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
Awesome. Couple questions. I planted some ground cover in this shaded area that wasn't growing. My Augustine wasn't growing. St. Augustine wasn't growing anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I laid out some Persian ivy with, like, basically 2 feet apart, and just a small area to experiment. And I've got a little bit of horse herb and lamb's ear in there.
Uh-huh.
And so my question for that is, how much should I mulch, if any, with cedar mulch, and how often should I water before it gets, until it gets established, I guess.
Okay. Where'd you get your Persian ivy? It's hard to find sometimes.
Yeah, it's really hard. It was really expensive. There's a little place called Redenta.
Okay, they had some. Yeah, they buy out the crop that Green Lake Nursery buys, which is where I buy mine.
Right, but that's wholesale, right? So I couldn't get it there. Yeah.
The thing to do is the same thing you do for any ground cover, Roberto. You want to mulch the bare soil around the ground cover plants, especially when you're planting them as wide apart as you're planting. 2 feet's pretty wide. It's a fairly fast-growing ground cover, Persian ivy. I love it. Mine, it basically covers our whole front yard at this point, other than granite walkways and some fern and some annuals, some dragon wing and things like that. The rest of the front yard's Persian ivy. But when you're planting Persian ivy, English ivy, Asian jasmine, Pachysandra, Ophiopogon, it doesn't matter which one it is, you don't want to be able to look down and see bare soil. So what you do is you put a real thin layer of shredded cedar is great. Shredded tree trimmings in general is great. Shredded hardwood bark. A shredded material that is just thick enough to cover the ground, not thick enough to be piled up on the ground cover, itself. That's the key. Now, how often do you water? It just depends on the situation. It depends on the soil and drainage and all those kind of things. And the thing that I recommend is that you get an old golf club and break the head off of it or saw it off at an angle is better and probe that soil. And when it's starting to get dry, put some more water on it. You're just going to have to determine how often you water yourself based on your conditions. You want it moist but not sopping wet, and you want to get it real wet and let it kind of dry out in between waterings. That pulsing is important. The air going into the drier soil and then being pushed out by the watering, pushed out of the pore spaces and then back again. That pulsing is important. In other words, you don't want it to stay sopping wet all the time.
Right. It's been, you know, really nice, right? Like 80 degrees for the past few days.
Yeah.
And so it's been kind of moist. You know, it's got a good moisture to it right now. Don't let that make me nervous, I guess, is what you're saying.
Yeah, just be reasonable about it. Don't overwater it and don't let it get dried out. If it starts to wilt, you know, you've gone a little bit too long.
Okay.
Well, good luck with it. It's a great ground cover.
Thank you. Yeah, I go by your recommendation, so I thank
okay.
you for that.
Got to run. Talk to you later. Howard Garrett, be back after this. Crazy water is so good and good for you. It's crazy. Crazy water is what I drink, and you should too. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses crazy water with the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals for the health of your body. You can get all the crazy water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and find a store in your area. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And before we go back to the phone line, I wanted to mention one more time, we have three dogs that we need some help with at the Dallas SPCA. Wherever you are in the country, try to help out your rescue operations. But the Dallas SPCA has three dogs that we haven't been able to help yet. One is Canty, still waiting for a home. And then before that, a lady. And then this week's dog is Minnie Pearl. You can see their pictures on our website under the SPCA button on dirtdoctor.com. Appreciate your help with those great pooches. Will's turn from Azle, Texas. Hey, Will.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
Just want to tell you, Rick, I really enjoy your show. Me and my teenage kids actually listen to it together on Sundays. They're in there listening now. They think it's pretty cool today.
Well, that's great. Appreciate it.
So they're getting started off right. Question I had, my tomatoes and pepper plants, about a week or a week and a half ago, all of the new growth that started coming up was coming out like basically long tentacles, vines, and the leaves are curled up and they won't open, and the plant is, you know, the bottom growth is green and just fine, nothing wrong with it. But the new growth,
okay.
Stunted and vine-like, I mean, like almost rubbery kind of vines.
Well, is this on the tomatoes and the peppers?
Tomatoes and the peppers.
Wow.
Yes, the squash and cucumbers and watermelons, none of those seem to be affected.
Okay, it's a possibility of, there's a possibility of two different things here, Will. Since it's peppers and tomatoes, there is a fairly strong possibility that you had the drift of one of the herbicides called SU herbicides. The one on the market that a homeowner would use is called Manage. Those type herbicides, and then people in agriculture use all kinds of different brand names. But those kind of herbicides can do that kind of damage to plants down at parts per billion. I mean, tiny little drift amounts of that, of those herbicides.
Do you think it could be herbicide residue? Because I've used a lot of manures and haze.
It could be. That's a third possibility, and that comes from herbicides like picloram and clopyrrolid, which are used, in agriculture. And those things are very recalcitrant. In other words, they're very difficult to break down. And you could have gotten some residue of that. There's a way to test for that. You can use the suspicious material, the compost or whatever you think might have been contaminated, in a tea and water little plants that you've grown. And the best ones to grow are peanuts, because peanuts will fold up instantly if those herbicides are in the material. Some people use other legumes as well, but the peanuts are the best way to go. The third thing it could be, which will be the easiest to fix, is that it's curly top, which is a virus. Now, I've never seen it on peppers. That's why I'm scratching my head about it a little bit here. It's very common on tomatoes, but it wouldn't hurt you to spray for it anyway, because it'll help if there's a contamination also. Use your Garrett juice as a base, and then add hydrogen peroxide to the spray.
Right, like in a pump-up sprayer.
Uh-huh.
And just apply it to the plants.
Yeah, and you can have a gallon of Garrett juice ready to spray and just add 16 ounces of hydrogen peroxide to it, or you can do it even stronger than that if you want to, but that's probably strong enough. Replace about 16 ounces of water in the Garrett juice formula with hydrogen peroxide, and spray it, and just keep doing your basic organic program. Whichever one of those problems you have, that ought to straighten it out.
Right. So if it is the herbicide use, will it help that as well?
It'll help decontaminate that as well. If it is contamination coming from your own compost, you determine that, you're going to have to stop using that material until you've put it in a compost area and composted it more intensely enough to break down those chemicals.
And will that plot of ground be ruined for a certain time then? As far as
the stuff will finally break down. If you just do the detox program, put out the activated carbon or a fine textured humate or something like that, you can decontaminate it. But while it's there, it definitely has the potential to cause plant damage and be dangerous to people that eat that stuff.
Wow. All righty, sir. Well, that's
look at my detox program on the website on dirtdoctor.com, and do these other things. No matter what it is, you'll be able to get everything back into good shape.
Well, it's been driving me nuts. Even the peppers, it's just tiny stunted growth, and the plants are almost have a leather-like texture to them. It's really strange.
Well, hopefully, it sounds funny to say this, but hopefully it's the virus, because that's going to be the easiest thing for us to solve.
All righty, sir. Well, I sure appreciate you, and enjoy your show.
Thank you, Will. Let's go to see Louise in DeSoto, Texas. Hi, Louise.
Hi. My tomatoes, when they bloom, well, then the flowers just fall off. They turn yellow, and they fall off.
How many tomatoes do you have, Louise?
How many?
Uh-huh.
About six.
Six tomatoes? Well, there's a whole bunch of possibilities, and part of it is just getting the plant healthier, the Garrett juice, spraying on the plant and drenching under the plants into the soil is the best way in the world to set flowers and keep the flowers on there and have those flowers go into fruit. But let me talk to you a little bit more, and we'll try to come up with even more suggestions for you. But the Garrett juice, using a commercial version or making your own with the formula on my website, is the way to go to set blooms and have better production on plants. Enjoyed being with you. Enjoy your gardens out there as you go and enjoy this wonderful weather that a lot of the country is having. And, of course, don't forget to feed the birds. Our website, again, is dirtdoctor.com, and you can get the free newsletter by going right to the homepage.